The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the second and third chapters. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him?" And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus,
amen.
On the seventh day of creation, God rests. Now the Hebrew word for rest is sabbat, and that's where we get the word Sabbath from. Now when we rest, we think of disengaging from the worries and cares and tasks of life. But when God rests, he rests differently. When God rests, he actually sits down in order to do what he set out to do. So imagine a child building a fort with sticks and logs, and then resting from building in order to play in the fort. The child's original plan was to play in the fort, not simply build a fort. With respect to creation, when God rests on the seventh day, he doesn't disengage from life, but rests so he can do what he set out to do: love creation into abundant life. The notion that rest is for living is precisely what is meant for the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was not for taking a break from life, but for humanity to remember that life is meant for abundant living. The Sabbath day was for humanity to sit and enjoy God's creation by living full blast in that creation. In today's gospel reading, Jesus encounters people who forget the Sabbath is for living. They were so focused on Sabbath regulations, they missed the Sabbath. To help them, Jesus reminds them of a time in 1 Samuel chapter 21 when David ate the bread of presence in the tabernacle. This bread was only meant for the priests and only meant to be eaten at the time of sacrifice. But Jesus uses this story to point to the deeper things of creation. The deeper thing of creation is that food is meant for life. David's hunger, real hunger, to the point of starvation, was a sign he lacked life. But the priests, knowing the deeper things of creation, drew upon the deepest meaning of food, which he got from the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, God said all food was meant for life because all creation was a gift for humanity. Any religious regulation was to safeguard this reality, not become the thing itself. Today, the Pharisees only saw their Sabbath regulations being broken. They never contended what a Sabbath regulation was meant for, which means they never really saw the Sabbath. They didn't see the disciples resting and enjoying God's creation. They didn't see the disciples enjoying the purpose of grain to give life. They didn't see the disciples living life, and thus didn't see the fulfillment of the Sabbath. Now, in the Greek text of Mark chapter 2, verse 23, the disciples are not simply making their way plucking grain. They are making a way of life by enjoying creation. The phrase in chapter 2, verse 23 is hodam poein, which literally means creating a road or making a road. It can mean moving from one place to another, or it can mean making a way of life to live. The Pharisees see the disciples simply breaking rules while moving from one place to the other. But Jesus sees the disciples making a habit of enjoying creation. Now, not all habits seem as easy as plucking grain. Creating habits can be a struggle. However, even in the pain and suffering, if the habit is congruent with the way we are made or who we are, that habit makes sense. And rather than taking away life from you, they give form to your life. They make a particular way of living life. When Jesus confronts the Pharisees over the Sabbath, Jesus is teaching them the Sabbath is meant to make a life congruent with who they are. Jesus reveals the way life was meant since the beginning of creation. Thus, Jesus is making a road. He is living a life in a particular way. And that way is not foreign to humanity. Rather, this way is congruent with humanity because humanity is made in the image of God. And that image is Jesus Christ. And that image is specifically seen in Jesus dying on the cross. You see, Jesus' death is commiserate, is congruent with the way he lived. Jesus lived life full blast, which means full of love and for the sake of others. Thus, when Jesus makes his road to the cross, when he makes his way to the cross, his death is a revelation of what a life full blast is. It is the way of sacrificial love. So we rest from the things that keep us from that love, so we can live in Jesus' way. This is what habits are meant for. Habits are not the end all, but habits help us live in this way. Now, we, of course, struggle against this way, even though humanity was made by God for sacrificial love. Our struggle, though, is not with the way itself, but our struggle is against sin. Sin does not want us to live a life that's congruent with Jesus. We mistake the struggle against sin as a sign that Jesus' way is not meant for life. And when this happens, we decide to make our own way. We decide to make our own road with its regulations and rules. However, we end up living less life than more life. So today, Jesus says he is the Lord of the Sabbath, which means Jesus is the definitive answer to the question of whether life is meant for living. When we make our way following Jesus, we might break a few religious regulations, but we will be fulfilling our purpose and living a life full blast. So in this season of Pentecost that we just began, may we rest from the religious regulations and build new Jesus habits that help us live in the way of Jesus. In the midst of struggle, may we remind each other that our struggle is against sin and not against Jesus' way. And may we seek forgiveness, pray for the Holy Spirit, and then encourage one another that the Jesus way is the way created for us to experience the rest and fullness of life. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.